Yirmiyahu Perichov Ches Pasuk Vav Leilinishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So Hananya, the so-called Navi, has just uttered a blatant, alleged prophecy that in 2 years, the Kalim and the exiles and Yechaniah himself are going to be returned from Bavel to Yerushalayim. Vayomer Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Amen. And so Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, Amen. Amen. May it be God's will. I wish. I hope. And the Chazal learned from here that any tefillah addressed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that somebody says on listeners should you say the word Amen afterwards. But nevertheless, Yirmiyahu is going to be punished, Chazal tell us, for not contradicting him, for not saying you're a liar. You're making this up. So the Amen is a bad move. But the Psikta, Rabasi, the Yalkut Shimoni, various ones say that what he was saying by saying Amen is if only your words were fulfilled, I gain and you lose. I am a Kohen, Yirmiyahu was a Kohen, and I eat Truma, and if the Beis HaMikdash stays standing, I'm going to get to eat it, but you're from Givon. And Givon are the famous people who lied, no surprise perhaps that Hananiah is one of them, who lied to Yehoshua ben Nun and became wood choppers and water drawers because they lied about their conversion to Klal Yisrael. But Chazal say in Gemara Sota that if you flatter a Rasha, that you will eventually fall into his hands or his son or his grandson. And we're going to see that one of the things Rashi points out that happened to Yirmiyahu is that the grandson of Hananiah will end up throwing Yirmiyahu in prison. The grandson was named Iriah ben Shalema ben Hananya. And this is partly because Yirmiyahu didn't contradict Hananya and condemn him for lying. He just kind of goes along to get along here. So it's politically prudent, but it's the wrong course of action for a Navi who stands up to evil. So Vayomer Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Amen, Ken Yaseh Hashem, let Hashem do such a thing. Yakem Hashem es Dvarecho Asher Nibesa. May God uphold the words that you have prophesied. Lashiv klei beis Hashem b'chol hagolo mibavel el hamakom hazeh. To return the vessels, to return the people, to return the entire exile back to Eretz Yisrael. But Zion ach shemano hadavar hazeh asher anochi dover be'oznecha uva'oznei kol ha'am. However, make sure you listen to the words I'm about to say to you and to all of the people who are listening in. Hanaviim asher hayu lofanai ulofanecha min ha'olam. All of the great prophets who existed before me and before you, forever, from time immemorial, vayinavu el arotzos rabos val mamlachos gedolos l'milchama ulera'a uledaver. And they prophesied to many countries, to great kingdoms, to great realms, about war and misfortune, evil, and plague. There have been a lot of nevuos from a lot of Nevi'im who are prophesying the word of God that was negative and that was doom and gloom. But keep in mind, you're prophesying good things. I'm prophesying evil things. There have been quite a few Nevi'im who have prophesied nastiness. Tes hanavi asher yinavi l'shalom. Now the prophet who prophesies peace, when his word comes true, then the prophet will be recognized as somebody who Hashem sent, be'emet, as they say in Hebrew. But the flip side of that, that he implies but does not say, is that if it does not come true, then you're making a fool out of yourself, and you're proving yourself to be false, and you're proving that all you were trying to do was dream out loud and prophesy that the market would only go up and up and never crash. So be very, very careful. Because if you prophesy peace and it does not come to pass, that disproves everything that you said. If you want to be accepted, you better be telling the truth. Otherwise, no. So it's the closest Yirmiyahu is going to come to directly contradicting him. He says, Amen. He says, I hope that's true. That would be great. But he should have, according to Chazal anyway, he should have been willing to say, you're a liar and you are prophesying lies. Yud. Vaikach Hanan Yohanavi es hamota me al savar yirm Yohanavi. So Hananya is not, it's not lost upon him that his reputation is suddenly taking a hit as the audience starts to think about it. The key thing in mass persuasion is to make sure that the people don't stop and think. So if you are Joel Osteen or a similar smiling, capped tooth, handsome preacher who's got the attention of everybody, you keep on staying on message. I enjoy watching him. He's very entertaining. And a lot of what he does doesn't come from the New Testament. It comes from the actual quote, Old Testament unquote, from Tanakh. And he's very entertaining when he talks about Joseph and David and what God wanted from them. But inevitably, this guy, who's one of the most popular preachers in America today, ends with a kind of soft sell of how God just wants you to self-actualize. God wants you to feel fulfilled. It's a very, it's an excellent message for this generation of iPods and iPads and iPhones, where we're all concerned with ourselves and whether we're having the comfortable life that we think we deserve. It's an entitlement version of Christianity. It's not fire and brimstone. It's positive self-healing and self-fulfillment. And so if you do that and people start thinking about it, then you don't fill up the former Houston Astrodome with 50,000 people every Sunday. So Hananya, be careful. So Hananya realizes he needs a dramatic gesture. He needs something that's going to take people's attention away from what Yirmiyah is gently saying about him, that he's not going to prove true. So Hananya Hanavi takes the yoke, the bar, off of the neck of Yirmiyah Hanavi, the metal pole that he was wearing on the back of his neck, by Ishbarehu. And he broke it, which is pretty interesting. Now, some say he just broke the knot that was connecting it to the straps. But others say he actually did the best he could to try to smash the bar itself to show dramatically and physically that the yoke of Bavel would be broken. I'm sorry, we're just a smidge over time, but let's just finish the idea. So Hananya said, in front of the eyes of all of the people, and it's interesting, it says la'inei, not ba'aznei, so it's the eyes, it's what they saw that really struck them as being so cool that they'll show the clip on YouTube and Twitter over and over again. Ko amar Hashem, kocha eshbar es ol Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel. Thus will I smash the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Bavel, ba'od shnasayim yamim, 2 years hence, me'al tzavar kol hagoyim, from upon the neck of all the nations. After all, Yirmiyah had sent bars to all of the nations. Vayilach Yirmiyah Hanavi l'darko, and Yirmiyah Hanavi does not contradict him, does not argue with him. Rabbi Breuer says he turns and goes quietly on his way. So yet again, he doesn't answer. And as soon as David said, he was afraid to answer on his own what Hananya is saying, which leaves Hananya, the victor of the field, because the enemy has retreated, leaving Yirmiyah looking like he is fading in front of Hananya, the dramatic and super cool new prophet.